to
then
teach.
We have to teach them, because we are the parents. Parents are the first teacher.
Yes, that's true.
And I was listening today, parents are the first teachers, then the grandparents, uncles and aunts. Well, if they don't, because the society is moving on, it's becoming more individual, individualistic society.
Yes.
And nuclear, which has to be, because people have to migrate. This is the human nature. People are migrated from the UK to other countries, other continents, same as way. This is the way. But now it's becoming a friend's family.
Yeah.
Friends are becoming family. But you could be, because, and then of course you should be, it should be good community around you, neighborhood.
Yeah.
And but if you have a strong family unit, then you will be unit around it.
Yes.
So we have to be. And at the same time, if you know that in the Bible says, love thy neighbors.
Exactly.
So I think those words were said thousands of years ago. But those words are forever, because nowadays people are neighbors.
Yeah.
People, neighbors are from all of different worlds.
Everyone's,
you know, thousands
neighbors.
Of miles away.
Yeah.
So things are said then. It's because I think loving, when you love somebody, you feel much good.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit somebody,
you feel bad.
You feel very bad yourself. I think
you
hurt somebody.
Yeah.
It's a negative energy in you. And fair enough, you hurt somebody. But you hurt it yourself twice, you don't know.
Yeah.
You're getting more and more negative in
you.
And it's bad for you when maybe other person is hurt, and maybe if it not affected him, he will say, oh, that's his brain, that's his mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let it affect me. And so I think, then I said, I always believe very much strong in faith. Faith is a very important thing in human beings, any faith. All faith tells us to be connected.
Yeah.
With the one God. And in my vocabulary, God means love, truth, honesty, equal God. I always believe in God. Either it's Christian, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Buddhist. It's just your spiritual power or spiritual satisfaction or peace of mind you get through the faith, I think. Because faith is something you personal. When you are connected with the soul or yourself, you become a nicer person. When you're nicer for yourself, you'll be nice to others.
That's true.
And I think when we say, no, my religion is better, yours, and I think it's a political words. This
That's
is not
true.
That, because God is one. And if we say he is love, if you say he is a truth, and if we say he is honest, then I don't think he has a label on him. I'm Christian, I am Muslim, I'm Sikh or Hindu or Buddhist, because say Christianity came 2,000 years ago. Hinduism came 5,000 years ago. Buddhist came, I don't know how many thousand years ago. Sikhism came 500 some years ago. And but I think, who came 10,000 years ago? Who came 20,000 years ago? Who came 100,000 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Because Earth was made millions of years ago.
Yeah.
So we don't know. So there is power there. I believe in a God, in my God. I always I interpret the God, he generous, grandiose, omnipresent, divine, and diverse. I don't know, there's hundreds we can add it. But I think it's good when you connect, but I think then seeing these things in others, and that is seeing God in everybody.
Exactly.
You know, like if I see the goodness in you, truth in you, and honesty in you and love in you, I'll see that. But if I want to see a badness in you and bring it that, I'll get that.
You get it back?
You get it back to you. And it's up to you.